right, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Skews Day to you. It's Skews Day when you're watching this, at least. We warned you last week we might start pre-recording. Well, that's what we've done. We're coming to you from the past. It's actually Monday evening at about 5 o'clock Pacific on the left coast. This is still Skews, though. I'm still trying that. Still Mark. How you doing, Mark?
Good, man. Yeah, we wanted to pre-record anyway, but Matt's worried about the rolling blackouts. They're still going on in Los Angeles during the fires, which we're going to be talking about for the entire show today. And I just wanted to make a quick announcement. We lived, bitch. Some people didn't. It's been a fucking hellacious, miserable week in this city, even if it was kind of weirdly normal for a lot of the time.
The winds are coming back, aren't they, the next couple of days?
Yeah.
How likely is it that it could be like last week, like with the winds? Now there's a lot more active resources in place and stuff. Like, is that going to make a difference? Right. So hopefully this week it won't, wood, it won't go like it. But, yeah, the winds are about to return, so it's still – people still –
Yeah, there's firefighters and equipment in from all over the country and the world now, so it's a lot – they got a lot more resources brought to bear. And also, the winds are blowing south this time, which is the Santa Ana winds, which is more normal for this time of year. And it's pushing it back sort of towards areas that's already burned and, away from our part of town, which is, it's weird to like be like, well, so which way is the wind blowing? Somebody's going to get fucked. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right.
My experience of it so far has been like, we lost power for about 24 hours, Wednesday and Thursday. So we went and stayed with some friends on Wednesday night to have electricity and light, and the friends we were staying with, the woman, she was getting texts from her family on the East Coast, and they're getting their news from Fox, and they hadn't mentioned the winds. They're trying to figure out why the city hadn't got the fire under control, and they're just completely ignoring the hurricane force fucking winds.
Yeah.
It's no wonder people are so amped up and paranoid about shit. They don't understand anything about the fucking weather.
Told, depending on where they get their information from, you said they hadn't even mentioned it, so it's like they're not even being made aware that that's part of it. But we're going to go through a bunch of the different dumb shit people have been saying. There's, of course, conspiracy theories and all this stuff. And it's like, it's not. Nothing about this is like hard to understand as far as what happened here. If you know that there were hurricane force winds happening, for day when it first broke out, it's like, of course it spiraled out of control very quickly. Fire and no humidity, complete dryness and wind blowing like that. And the wind was blowing so bad at first, they couldn't even be in the air, which takes out a whole other aspect of like what they do to try to fight the fires in the first place. It's like, it's awful, but there's nothing weird about it outside of like it being weird in the way that all the, super storms we're always getting is weird, and how the wildfires get worse every year is weird, and, weird in a like, oh, the planet feels like a dying type of weird, not weird in a like, how could this possibly have happened type of weird,
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like the hottest recorded year in world history last year, if you believe the weathermen, and it hasn't rained here since last May, which you don't need to get from a weatherman. You could have just looked out your window occasionally. And it's supposed to be a rainy season. It's running behind. It's supposed to rain soon, I think, thank God. But like I was on one of my old neighbor text threads. I love this guy. He was an insane conspiracy theorist. And he was going on about they obviously knew it was coming. That's why the insurers, the home insurance companies pulled out of Southern California, a lot of them. I'm like, well, they did know it's coming because they have spreadsheets. That's like they didn't know it's coming in the sense they're going to set the fires. They know it's coming in the sense they can do math. Like, it's not fucking. Anyway, so I was camped out at a place with electricity on Wednesday to do some work. And this woman, from context, I'm assuming is well off, like a rich lady, just by affect in general. I'm just profiling based upon her clothes she was wearing and this time of day and situation or whatever. But she was like very upset. She was inconvenienced by the fires because her Bunda class had been canceled.
I don't know. What is that?
It's a workout that I'm assuming is done by rich white ladies in yoga pants. I don't know. I didn't bother. I didn't bother to look up what Bunda is. Sorry. But she was like, basically like, why won't the government do anything about the wind?
Right. Yeah, well, they have. Well, I saw Marjorie Taylor Greene wondering the same question because she was basically her thing was like, "Well, look, we all know that they have the, you know, Jewish invented Democrat controlled weather machine that uh-huh. we famously deployed, you know, last whenever that was a few months back to make those hurricanes uh-huh. in the southeast." And she was like, "Why aren't they using that? Like, they have that." So. Why would they have that? And this is a big liberal city. Like, why would they not use that to save it? It doesn't make any sense. A lot of people are asking these questions.
Right. Well, because there's a lot, one of the areas affected by the fires was pretty wealthy. So people were doing the dunk thing or finding people's old posts or whatever about like supporting Trump and wanting to cut their property taxes. People that were complaining about wanting to cut their property taxes are now begging to hire private firefighters. Do you know what property taxes pay for, Trey? Public firefighters. Mm-hmm. And Like, I don't feel like dunking on people who are about to lose their house or whatever, but like, much of Americans apparently don't, their understanding of the government is that the government should not have the power to levy taxes, but should have the power to make the earth spin the other direction on its axis. Right. And I don't know how to fucking understand the thought process, but like, you and I both were panic texting because we both got the same evacuation notice at the same time.
Yeah, that really freaked me out for sure. I'm sure it freaked a lot of people out. But yes, Burbank has been thankfully relatively unscathed. But last Thursday, I think it was, all of a sudden I got an emergency alert said you're under an evacuation warning or whatever. You need to pack.
Warning,
your stuff.
Yeah. And Aaron, my wife. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it just it just freaked me out, and that's when it got like. Because I was leaving to go to Tacoma, Washington the next day to do stand-up shows and stuff, and I was already feeling bad about that. And then that happened, and immediately it's just everything. It's like, oh, this shit just got real, to quote the Bad Boys, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. But Katie immediately was like, no, that has to be some kind of mistake. And we turned the news on, and they were already talking about it on the news because even the news anchors and everybody had gotten this alert, and everybody was just saying, like, yeah, that has to be a screw-up. They'll presumably correct it soon, but I ship myself for sure.
Yeah, they said it's all 13 million of us. And then, which is deeply funny because it's like somebody at the headquarters like set their coffee on the wrong button or something and had then had a really bad day probably the rest of the day. And then, but like there was evacuation warning, which of course my wife, because she has anxiety, was like read it as an exact evacuation order. And I had to be like, no, read it carefully. It doesn't say to flee. It says be ready to flee. Mm-hmm. Right. But even then, I bet it's a mistake because Trey said he got it and we're 20 miles apart. There's no reason we'd both be evacuating the same time with the same notice. And then, but like the funny thing is, whatever glitch did it kept sending evacuation orders to just her phone.
Yeah. Katie got some people continued to get, I did like Katie got a couple more that I did not get. And the fact that I didn't get them and she did was like, okay, those must be fuck ups too. But yeah, it was putting me on edge. I don't know how they determined who did and did not receive those, but erroneously, apparently.
Yeah, so anyway, it took them like a half an hour to get out a new notice to their phones, but yeah, the news had said that didn't have to run. But it was like very, like the news, apparently, I'm getting texts from, every text I get from somebody on the East Coast, like, it apparently looks like all of Los Angeles has burned down.
Yeah.
Which is not remotely the case, right. but the way that, you know, if it bleeds, it leads kind of stuff, and I get it, but like, Los Angeles, it was utterly, the bizarre part is how normally it was for people were going to work,
right.
Shopping, going out to eat, just under a haze of a hellish sky, yeah. Right? And probably the most, the degree to which things just do not happen in this country, you've already forgotten COVID, the Iraq war did not happen, the Afghanistan war did not happen, 9/11 happened, but we remember it's wrong, 2008 financial collapse, all that shit. Like, it was the fires were already not happening while they were happening. I want to read this quote for you. This is an interview with a random mail in the street thing from the New York Times, I think. Bruce Wagoner, a director who lives in the Hollywood Heights in the evacuation area, stepped onto his third floor balcony to see the Hollywood Hills ablaze in the distance. Helicopters carrying water churned overhead and sirens blared. He planned to monitor the situation and leave if the fire seemed to become more of a threat. He was waiting for a $300 Amazon Fresh delivery that was still scheduled to arrive in about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've actually wondered, I don't know if you know anything about you know, the how this works, but like, so you get that Watch Duty app, like it has to be the most downloaded app in Southern California recently. But yeah, the Watch Duty app, it shows all the where the fires are, and the you get alerts and stuff and evacuation notices. Well, I've seen on a few of the evacuation orders, they'll give like information or details underneath it, and one that they usually include is like, there's like a Uber and Lyft promo code, right? For like people like fleeing the fire, then get like a free ride out of there, whatever. But I'm like, but I just wonder how that works for like the driver. Like if you're an Uber or Lyft driver, you know what I mean? Like, do you have to like sign up like for hazard duty or something? Do you know what I'm saying? Like they just, if you're just on that day, you just might have to go to where a fire is coming. Cause I get that people need rides out, but like, you know, it's like a side hustle gig for a lot of people. And it's just, I just wonder how that works. Yeah. You know, they just
Lyft drivers are now first responders.
Right.
It would have been a nice use of public resources to like move city buses through there. I don't know. What do I know?
Before we continue, still got some business to cover here. If you want to see me do stand up comedy live and in person, go to treycrowder.com. Check out my upcoming tour dates. Like I said, I just went to Tacoma. Now I got Spokane next weekend, then Santa Barbara and Salt Lake City and a bunch of other places after that. 2025, going to remain busy for me. So go to treycrowder.com. Come see me. Also, if you enjoy this program and would like to show your support and get some more of it in your life, you can sign up on Patreon. You go to weeklyskews.com/more, or you can just go to Patreon and search for my name. $5 a month, two full-length bonus episodes. It's just episodes of the show, but we do more of them, although every now and then we also do a Q&A where we answer your questions, and people seem to really like those. So consider signing up on Patreon and get some more SKUs for yourself. All right, so as for the show tonight, as Mark said, what else you expect us to talk about? We're all living it. Well, out here we are, the two of us are. The LA fires, because as with that, no matter how straightforward and or horrific any situation is, in this era we live in, people will get real offensively dumb about it, and this one has been no different. So we're going to talk about that, but first we start with a Daily Dumbass clip, of course. Mac, graphic, please. Tonight's DD, people who don't think it's suspicious that Mel Gibson was conveniently out of town when his mansion burned down. Did he know someone should investigate this? This is Mel on Fox News talking about the fire.
Well, you know, I know they were messing with the water, letting reserves go for one reason or another. They've been doing that a while. California has a lot of problems that sort of baffle the mind as far as why they do things. And then in the events like this, you sort of look, well, is it on purpose? Which, it's an insane thing to think. But one begins to...
All right, thanks, Mel.
Yes, he, of course, then goes on to say that he totally does think it, though, that they are, you know, he's speculating, just asking questions here. Why would this is one of those things where it's like, with a lot of conspiracy theories, it's like, why? So what is... You, Mark, you're up on conspiracy theories and theorists, like what is his answer to that question? Like, why?
That's what drives me crazy about these people. They're never like usually conspiracy theories have a conclusion. You look at the thing that's happening and work backwards from it.
Yeah, they're doing this because they want this to happen. But what?
Right. But all they've gotten as far as the fire happens.
Right.
They can't figure out what the fucking move, because it doesn't make any sense. No one, if you want to take land, you don't want it to be burned.
Right.
If you like, what kind of person with money wants to ruin like the economy of America's second or third largest, like also, most important city economically?
LA is famously a Democrat run hellhole. It's one of the biggest one, crime ridden, disease infested, you know, liberal hellscape. But also the Democrats are purposefully destroying it for some reason. It's like, you know, instead of just destroying it by allowing migrants to come in and, you know, throw fentanyl all over the place, they're actually literally burning it down now. It's like, do y'all, so in your theories, like the Democrats just hate everybody and want them to die except for drug addicted psychotic migrants or something? Like I don't get it.
It's not a smart plan, Democrats. How are you going to force the kids to turn trans if they move to Oklahoma?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. There are way more Trump voters in L.A. County than there are in goddamn Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many people here.
Right. Millions. Like, what are you millions of conservatives out here.
Yes. at least have sympathy for Mel Gibson. He just lost his house. You know, the guy who yells freedom and the GIF you post every time a health department recommends you stop eating raw chicken. You know, that guy. Mm-hmm. Like, why don't you fucking care about him and leave not the rest of us? I don't know, man. It's like, it's really fucking difficult to comprehend how they like radicalized a bunch of people against the existence of a state where 50 million people live. It's fucking crazy.
Right. And they act like, you know, like when those hurricanes happened and they affected red states, you know, again, they blame that on the Democrats too, because of the weather machine or whatever, but also on a more like, you know, some ostensibly more practical level. They also at the time were talking about how like Biden and the Democrats were going to, you know, they were withholding resources. They were purposefully not helping people and that type of thing when all that was going on, which like wasn't true. They, you know, were helping the whole time. And then, but now that it's happened in California, conservatives are saying maybe we shouldn't help them. That, yeah, there should be conditions. Yeah. There should be investigations before we give them any money to figure out why this happened and make them answer for this stuff. And it's just, you know, it's infuriating.
I would like to thank the Fires for gifting us with this guy who appeared on local news, who just summed up every political debate in this moment in this country, like how it is right now, if you got this video clip, man.
Yes, I can hear you.
So the family with the poor little girl who was...
fire happening right now.
Say that again?
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know,
I think
winds.
It's all the gay people in LA.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
We got the
unacceptable.
Classic.
Give this man a job on Fox News, the next DOJ, dude. I don't know what to, like, this is like everything. It's like, why did this happen? If you can't immediately tell somebody all the answers, like, whoop, I guess it's because of gay people or trans people or Antifa or whatever. It's every fucking thing. It's like, it's exhausting.
Yes, it is. Right. That guy seems like, a dumbass troll. So, yes, he would fit on Fox News very well. He's got a future there. But, I don't know.
All right, let's get into it. If you guys somehow don't know exactly what we're talking about, I feel like it's national news and the amount of texts I've gotten from like friends and college friends and my family. But so like fires, there's a bunch of different fires. The biggest one was the Palisades fire, which is still only like 13% control, I think. They're filled by a bunch of like very harsh winds, killed at least 24 people so far. That number's going to go up when they can actually search the areas that were engulfed by fire, I'm sure. It's burned 40,000 acres in the greater LA area, destroyed entire communities and 12,300 structures they count. I think those 2,000 are homes. It's a lot, man. I know a few people have lost their homes. It's fucking atrocious. I'm not sure why this estimate comes from AccuWeather, but the best estimate I could find for the financial damage is $135 billion, between $135 billion and $150 billion in property damage, which is why Gavin Newsom said it's the worst natural disaster in American history, but I think he's just talking about property values, which, of course, that's the way he'd talk about it. But I just want to note, we're not going to be talking about climate change a lot tonight, but like we're going to be paying the hard way because comforting lies about how paying the easy way was woke bullshit. We're spread far and wide.
Okay? Oh, that's been what you just said applies to the entire conversation about climate change and the inevitable repercussions of the way that we've approached that conversation and situation so far. It's like you said, it's like because it's gay to help Earth now or whatever. It's going to cost us so much more money and lives and everything down the road because we refuse to do so. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be the fever swamp theories. You're not going to eat the bugs. You're not going to live in the pod. You just lose your job and have to move when your home burns down or is washed away. That's like the future we're all looking at. And like, I guess I'm still part in denial a little bit because I still live here. But where are we supposed to go? Asheville just got wiped out by a fucking hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I just will note that because we're talking about immigration a lot as a culture the next couple of years, undoubtedly because we don't control the megaphone anymore. That like the only thing that separates me from a refugee from anywhere else is fucking luck. That's right. It
could happen to anybody. Yeah. And with the whole, like, you know, all the insurance companies pulling all those policies and stuff too, like, you know, those people could try to fight that in court or whatever, but they had no recourse there. They just got fucked and like, they'll just be fucked. You know, if your fire insurance gets pulled and then your house burns down, and you got a mortgage on it and these fucking $1 million houses out here, I mean, mm-hmm. that's like your life. You got to, at the best case scenario, yeah. declare bankruptcy or whatever. If you're, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you could just ruin everything. I'm wondering, very quickly.
I know the insurance companies are insured themselves, but I'm wondering how many of those companies are going to declare bankruptcy because a lot of people still were insured. California also established like a state-run insurance fund for people to buy into, which is probably what the future of property insurance in a lot of the coastal states and the Gulf states looks like. But I just want to say, like, they're going to have to be backstopped by the federal government because the federal government can print its own money and states can't. And if we have a national property insurance system before a national health insurance system, yeah. I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
That would be very American, yeah. They yes. prioritize the, you know, yeah. the commercial real estate and stuff over the yeah. mamas.
What hangs over all this is when you say this is an act of God, this is an act of fucking Satan, and nothing could have really done much to stop it. Okay. Right. When we talked about the winds earlier, I want to quote here from these like fire suppression experts in this piece from the LA Times. Experts, including strong proponents of brush clearance, said that the winds fanning the flames were so fierce and ground conditions so dry that clearing more shrubs wouldn't have had a significant effect. The Palisades had fire ignited January 7th amid hurricane-force winds with gusts of up to 100 miles an hour recorded in some areas. Quote, you could have put a 10-lane freeway in front of that fire and it would not have slowed it one bit, said Chief Brian Finnessy of the Orange County Fire Authority. Dog, it was blowing sideways from house to house. Like, grass wasn't catching on fire in between. It was jumping straight from house to house.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, if you were here and out, I mean, the winds were insane. Like, I mean, it was truly mm-hmm. nuts. And I just can't, again, we thankfully didn't have any fire here, but just imagining fire, like a big ass fire actively burning in the middle of winds like that, I don't know what anyone mm-hmm. could expect a person to have done or seen.
Right. And they do a ton of the big time fighting of these big time fires from the air, and the aircraft couldn't fly. Right,
couldn't fly because it was too windy, yeah.
Right. So what the firefighters chose to do is the only thing they could do, which is go house to house evacuating people and tell them that we can't fight this fire. You need to run for your goddamn life. And they did a good job doing it. And like, you know, quote this fire chief again, added 1,000 more firefighters and 1 million more gallons of water, and you still have the nation's most expensive disaster, right? Climate change, or if you don't believe in climate change, just the weather. The
wrath of God.
The wrath of God did this.
Yeah.
And like arguing about all the small, like the fights they're having about the budget priorities. And yes, I fucking hate that that LA cut the fire department budget to give more money to the cops. I hate that the cops, the sheriff's department and police department each have 17 helicopters while the fire department has, and the county fire department has one. Has seven each, sorry. Like it doesn't make any sort of sense for the world we live in to be investing our money this way, but it would not have helped this fucking situation. And cannot pretend like all these assholes are doing that my ideology trumps reality here. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. So I wanted to, the first thing I wanted to do is to separate into two buckets, the people who are helping, who are mostly people who exist in the real world, and the people who are hurting, which are the people that consume reality, fucking TV screens and their phones. All right. First group of people helping. Hooray for fucking firefighters, dog.
Yeah.
Goddamn hero. I was watching videos of water drops
from
planes and helicopters. Yeah, they're so good at their goddamn jobs, dude.
Yeah.
I watched a video of like a chopper drop like a mountain on fire. One fail swoop drops his load, keeps on trucking, fire complete out, black of night. I'm like, set that fucking shit to Howie to the danger zone. That's a goddamn American hero.
Yeah, okay? Man. And they're all doing it. Yeah, that's the accuracy that they have with just dropping a tank of water from however many feet up in the sky while still moving is nuts.
Yeah. It's Luke Skywalker taking out the Death Star by firing a bomb through that yeah. one little air vent, except it's saving real life lives instead of, you know, Wookiees or whatever.
Hey, Wookiee lives matter, Mark. Okay.
yeah, Wookiee lives matter. We need to change the episode title now. So because it's being our age, my wife was crying on the couch watching video of a firefighter running back into a burning house to save this old man's cat because it's the only thing he had left. Mm-hmm. And the firefighter running out with the cat and the old man collapsing in the grass weeping. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is all fucking.
You said your wife heroes. Was crying watching that. It's like, yeah, but. I mean, that would have gotten me too, Mark. I would have been right there with her, sobbing.
Oh, mess, I'm sure. She described it to me. I didn't watch it because I did not want to cry. I was okay. watching football.
All right.
Yeah. So let me quote here from a Canadian member of parliament named Charlie Mangus. We have fire crews in the danger zones. The Canadian military is now on full alert to help. That's what we do. We help our neighbors in times of crisis. Vladimir Zelensky offered to send 150 guys from Ukraine. Mexico also sent a bunch of help. I'll just tell you, Trey, it's dope. They say they're playing music, holding up a Mexican flag. Thank you. Gracias, mi amigos.
I thought they weren't sending their best. Isn't that what they said?
That's what some fucking asshole said.
Literally the best of them that they've
and I'm not, sent up here. Look, I'm not naive. This is why we send help to foreign countries too, is to help our like the people's view of us. And what they're doing is a government psyop to increase public sympathy for them, so Trump has less public support to fucking bomb them, invade them, or economically pressure them. And I've got to say that being nice to someone so they're nice to you back is not cynical always, and they're helping put out a fire. So fuck you if you want to be cynical about it. And I'm
sure a lot of those, like, on the ground firefighters from Mexico, just being stereotypical here, they probably have connections to LA and shit and stuff like that. Or if not LA, America. I'm sure they have family
relatives here,
and everything. Uh-huh. And it's a very Mexican city too. So I mean, the government may be doing it for whatever reason, but I'm sure those guys just want to do it. Also, firefighters in general, that's that's what they do.
Yeah.
They fight fires, and they're, happy to go elsewhere and do so.
Yeah, they like running to burning buildings. Not for me, but you guys, thank you. Appreciate you guys doing it. individually, man, everyone I know has been texting me, offering me help that I largely do not need, and I appreciate it. Some of the viewers of the show have messaged me on social media. Like people in the street, neighbors I see walking my dogs whose names I don't know, or dogs just sniff each other, or be like, how you doing? You doing okay? Please stay safe. My wife organized a clothing drive for a friend of hers who lost her house. Let me quote him from a reporter named Mel Bauer. On our way out of the evac zone, we stopped for a smoke and came across a group of neighbors having a party in the lot of a laundromat. Across the street, dozens of residents are cooking food and organizing a mountain of donations for folks to take. Just like, come and take whatever you fucking need. If you need something, take it. Like, and also, I wanted to note here, just a funny one, a very, very LA thing happening right now. A roving horde of magicians has been out lifting spirits and quote unquote lifting spirits in evac centers. I know it's just me. I hate magic so much, but please just let me burn, dog. Yeah. So another very LA, this just made me laugh. This announcement with a picture of Ella Purnell. Fallout season 2 filming halted due to LA fire. So basically what they're saying is a post-apocalypse show is pausing for the apocalypse.
Yeah. Some delicious irony there, I guess, on that one. Yeah.
Talk about
having to leave the set of a. There might have been people like dressed as ghouls, in makeup as ghouls, and like the sort of like zombie esque creatures in the nuclear wasteland of Fallout, who had to like leave to go get their shit and go or something, in real life. I'm still dressed like that.
I hope the ghouls are still in makeup, because if you guys are familiar with the video game or the show, the ghouls they're supposed to be affected by nuclear radiation, so they look like burn victims. So they're running around LA just like,
That would be unfortunate.
So it's also been inspiring the amount of GoFundMes and donations that have sprung up for people. And like, it's inspiring that people are donating. It's oftentimes when GoFundMes happen to fund people's healthcare or funerals or whatever, or scholarships for their kids after they die in some stupid, unnecessary American way. It's like, it conceals a tragedy. Like, the things we're forced to like manage through GoFundMe in this fucking country, like feeding people through a genocide while our tax dollars drop bombs on them, and housing people through a fire because not enough of our taxes go to pay to save them or prevent fires. It's fucking crazy, dude. We're the world's richest country.
It's like the GoFundMe thing is like, on the one hand, it's wholesome and inspiring how much people will do for other people. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's necessary is also dystopian and everything. It's like, the GoFundMe has always kind of reminded me of the, like in college sports when they'll do the if you can hit two half court shots, we'll pay for your college or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, get out there and dance for the college. Otherwise they'll be unable to afford it and be paying off their student loans for the next 25 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just, everybody just cheers without thinking about it too much.
Yeah.
How weird it is.
You shoot a basketball from half court and you're like, if it goes in, I can live my dream of living a life of service, helping people by teaching in an underprivileged community. But if I miss it, I've got to go work at a bank. So I wanted to note all the people, being very human and helping, because like you talked about the Republicans making noise about withholding disaster aid from blue states. The people of this country who exist and work and have friends and community. We're probably on our own for a little while. Maybe it'll be enough. That's the fucking hope. But anyway, I appreciate everyone being good people and making me feel less bleak about our climate future and our coming federal government. Now let's move on to the people who aren't helping. I wanted to start with the guy who disabled a water drop plane accidentally by flying his fucking drone into it.
Yeah, that was a Canadian water drop plane. And you read that quote earlier from that Canadian official who's talking about how this is what you do. You help your neighbors out. And it's like, we've just been talking. I know California hasn't, but America has just been talking so much shit about Canada recently and just, you know, threatening to invade and all that stuff. And then it's like having a neighbor. I said a version of this on stage this week, but it's like we're the shittiest neighbors. Because like if you walk outside one day and your neighbor's like, fuck you, I want your yard. And then the next day they were like, hey, can we borrow your hose? We got a situation over here. And then the next day, like, can I get my hose back? Like, actually, I broke your hose, but you can still go fuck yourself. You know, it's just I appreciate that Canada's better than us.
Yeah.
Been pretty shitty to
it. I just wanted to mention the drone taking out the water drop plane because it supports my theory that every TikToker is a fucking terrorist except for the hobby farms accounts. So the thing driving the theories here, and I will say it is weird here, but let me quote here. This is a guy talking about how we've constructed our homes all the wrong ways to like stop these fires from spreading. He says, when you study the destruction of Pacific Palisades and Altadena, note what didn't burn, unconsumed tree canopies adjacent to totally destroyed homes. Now, that quote in a different context would be just as home on InfoWars, and it has been quoted by conspiracy theorists. Throw this picture up. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Right. I was about to say that the conspiracy theorists have been, I'm not saying they're using that quote, but the pictures and stuff, they've been like, you mean to tell me that houses burn down, but trees don't? And again, it's like, What is your explanation for that, though? Like, what did they do to avoid burning the trees or to keep the trees from burning? Or what's that even supposed? And, of course, it's like, you know, I saw people on Reddit responding to that being like, yeah, trees are fucking made of water and the houses are not built to withstand this. It's like there's a million reasons why this could happen. Mm-hmm. And they see something that looks weird in a picture and they're like, Something has to be off about this.
Right.
This needs to be looked into.
And also from this picture, we don't know if the trees didn't burn 3 minutes later, but like trying to figure out what they think happened. Like, it's like the two, I've been thinking about it a lot, and the two possibilities I've come up with are either the CIA invented a new kind of fire or they invented a new kind of tree.
Right. But I just don't even get, even if they invented a new type of fire, what's the point of putting R&D dollars into inventing a type of fire that will spare trees but burn houses? And then, do you know what I mean? It's like, what's it even supposed to? But yeah, but on the actual note, though, of what the guy was saying about the way the houses are burned, I have also seen pictures of some houses that are surrounded by it's just gone. Every other house around is completely gone, but that house is still there and looks relatively okay. I'm sure the inside of it's all fucked up. But I saw people saying it's like, yeah, well, that house was, you know, constructed different. A lot of
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Attention was paid to fireproofing measures or whatever, trying to make it disaster proof. Because like you can do, of course, it's expensive. It costs money. But like there's ways you can build houses and communities that are better equipped to, you know, handle the types of things that befall us out here on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Like earthquakes and also wildfires and stuff.
I don't know shit about home construction, but one example he was pointing out, like fireproof siding, for example, a lot of houses out here don't have. Maybe the one you saw did. But he made the point that like after the Great Chicago Fire, they changed about everything about how buildings were built in Chicago, and there hasn't been another Great Chicago Fire. But like maybe that's a coincidence. I don't know. But like he's been trying to give speeches around different municipalities in Los Angeles, and no one's listened to him. Maybe they're smarter than this guy. I don't know, but I did know a bunch of houses just burned down. So All right, let's get on to the wider swath of morons who've been inspired to weigh in on this shit. And their theories, you will not be surprised, are the drones. The drones, I guess, finally made it all the way from Philadelphia to Los Angeles to fulfill their mission of starting the drones, starting the fires, I guess. Also, foreign attacks. Naomi Wolf was saying that the fire retardant, the pink slime stuff they drop, is full of antidepressants, which is why people in LA have been so calm about this, which is weird because no one's been that calm about it. there was an image, there were a bunch of images going viral on Facebook of fake shit that didn't happen. One showed the Hollywood sign on fire. What is the, it's not even the part of town, yeah, the fires were in, kind of, but like, why would you make that and why would you want to share it? I don't understand.
I think that with any like fake news stories or anything like that that ever gets started, mm-hmm, and crops up somewhere and it ends up being bullshit. I mean, well, sometimes you can see it's like a narrative pushing thing, but a lot of times it's like I'm always like at the root of this, someone made a thing up and knew they were doing it, mm-hmm, when they did it. You know what I mean? Like they made the effort to fabricate this. What is the point of that? Like, what drives a person to do that type of shit, especially with something like that, a fake picture of the Hollywood sign burning when it hasn't burned? Like, to what end? What do you accomplish by doing that? It's not like you even really get credit for it, right, or nothing. Nobody knows it came from you. I don't, you know.
Also,
I don't understand.
The Hollywood sign did burn before. Like, famously, it's why we're called Hollywood. The original sign was Hollywood Land. The land part burned down. Yeah. So it's like,
just like, it's a good change. Yeah. It kind of works, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's better.
It's better that way.
So, like I don't understand. I mean, I guess the people that monetize it, I get it, at least on a cynical part, but like, what a way to spend your life, dude. There's also the stories of looting have been way more widespread than any sort of actual looting. Somebody took a picture, like, not just fake images, but willfully misunderstanding honest images. Like, somebody took a picture of like neighbors helping a person carry their belongings out of their house. They were trying to move stuff out before the fire got there. And the person just captioned it, fires and looting, a regular Democrat run city. And what do you get out of that? Like,
right.
It can't even be that big of a dopamine hit. But anyway, that's,
you just get to feel right and superior about, you know, your philosophy as opposed to the other sides, I guess. But
is there a philosophy not to flee fires or what? I don't like it's
right. Well, the fire part, yeah, I don't get, you know, fires and looting, typical Democrat city. I'm sure they're in their mind. It's like, you know, they're always on fire because we're always rioting and all that.
Ah, okay.
Filled with crime and looters, yeah, and stuff. You know, I'm assuming.
I got you now.
They're going for it's still a hugely assholeish thing to say, but. Mm-hmm. The looting thing. Well, go ahead.
I was going to move on to the next thing, but you go ahead. We're going to talk about looting more later if you want to save it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then, yeah. Without, did you, after the Demo- sorry if you said this and I just missed it, but the video where they said fires and looting a regular Democrat run city, the thing that video showed wasn't even that, right?
No, it was a family help. It was family members. It was a resident's family helping them save their belongings. Gotcha. They were not stealing. Yeah, right. So they were helping.
If they're just like taking the stuff out of the house to keep it from, mm-hmm, burning or being ruined. But people, I'm assuming those people were probably Mexican or black or something too. And they were just like, you know, just like, well, I'm stealing TVs. Of course they are. Mm-hmm. And that type of thing just infuriates me. I can't handle one of my biggest things in life, period, is like, I can't handle being told that I'm wrong when I know for a fact that I am right. And but also being told that like, something is true when I know that it isn't. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, actually, you're wrong about that. It's this. And I know that that's not correct. And that's a really bad or that's a really inconvenient hang up to have in the world that we now live in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're like, everything is just faked all the time and no one knows what's real or at least people, you know, profess not to be able to. Mm-hmm. And it's just people are always making bullshit up and, mm-hmm, pushing some kind of narrative and just. It's just, I don't know. It gets to you.
Narratives. And like we don't have time to get into it today, but I've we'll probably do a whole episode about this at one point, but like people arguing about like, do the current Democrats have a messaging or ideology / policy problem? It's like, but it's the same thing. You can't control a narrative if you don't have one. You don't have a narrative because stories have a villain and a bad guy. You're not one to call anyone a fucking dickhead, right? If you can point, mm-hmm, to a villain who's wronging people, you can prescribe a policy that would stop them from doing that. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, we're just not doing that. A lot of us, a lot of liberal and left-wing politicians just are avoiding doing that at any cost because they don't want to pick a side in a fight. Meanwhile, one thing the conservative media like reflexively does is pick a side in every fucking fight. For example, Alex Jones has no dog in his hunt. He lives in Texas. None of his shit burned down. None of it's affecting him. But here's him and Elon. Elon lives in Texas now too, by the way. Here's a post he put up on Twitter. He said the fires are part of a larger globalist plot to wage economic warfare and deindustrialize the United States before triggering total collapse. And Elon responded, "True."
That's so crazy that this dude has, you know, controlling the puppet strings of our incoming president and has basically, you know, bought the office and is the richest man alive, is on the social media website that he owns saying, yeah, I agree with you. This is a Jewish plot to collapse society in response to a wildfire. It's just like, mm-hmm. It's so crazy and irresponsible. And I was like, and this is not that one we just saw was worse, but I saw another thing with Elon getting in the Twitter comments as he does. Justin Trudeau said something. He was just saying like, there's no way we're ever going to become an American territory or state. It's not going to happen. And Elon replied to it and said, girl, you ain't even in charge up there anymore. So it doesn't matter what you say anyway. But he said, he responded in a sassy, stupid sounding way. And it's just like, I don't know. He's just such a shitlord, man. Like, he's just so immature.
Yeah.
And he's the richest man alive and one of the most powerful. It's fucking,
mm-hmm. He's a,
makes me want to die.
Global security threat. We're ended up at war with, and if you're paying attention to what's going on over there, but we end up at war with England over Elon Musk. So speaking of Elon, he's pretending to help. What he did was, he's making talking a lot about it. But what he did was send 8 Cybertrucks around LA to serve as Starlink Wi-Fi hubs with trunks full of snacks. 8 Cybertrucks, which, by the way, he sent into fire zones, even though they constantly fucking explode and catch fire. richest man in the world sent 8 trucks. And he made a big show of being like, oh, if you're waiting delivery of your Cybertruck, have you seen the sales numbers? They've gone through the floor. Nobody's buying these motherfucking things anymore. So in response to all this, God bless him, Gavin Newsom, having the most Democrat brain of any Democrat standing, he started a fact-checking website to which he just quote tweets. He posts screen grabs of him quote tweeting these maniac claims, saying stuff like, that's not true, with a link to a fact. I'm like, buddy, that's not going to work.
No.
And
of course not.
What killed me, one of the conspiracy theories he fact-checked was somebody saying that Gavin Newsom has announced that he's going to confiscate the land in the Palisades to build high-density housing for low-income people on it, which, and he's like, this is not true. And I'm like, what if it was, though? Right. It sounds like it might be. I'm not saying you take these people property. We do need a lot more low-income, like high-density low-income housing. Yes. So, like they're accusing you of doing a good thing, and you're like, that's not true. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. All right.
Well, it's funny. I mean, you already said that some people pointed out, it's like, well, you know, the Palisades, a lot of rich people live there, and that means they're conservative and they like Trump, and so that's why they're targeted. But, and so I know that that's how they look at it. But the idea that, like, the Democrats, if this was a conspiracy where they set these fires or did whatever, mm-hmm. it's like they wouldn't be in Malibu.
No.
You know what I mean? That's not, it would never happen, period. But if it did, it wouldn't be in fucking Malibu or the Palisades.
Yeah.
Like, to begin with.
They burned down Mandy Moore's house, America's Sweetheart, from, you know, one of everybody's favorite shows. So like
that's the Illuminati lives up there, y'all. Yeah. Isn't it what y'all think? You know what I mean? Like, they ain't burning their own houses down.
And if you want to talk about how they're taking, like, the Palisades is beautiful real estate, all right? It's a really nice, wonderful area. It's also very cool up there relative to the rest of Los Angeles. Like another thing to remember about this wildfire is it was probably 35 degrees the day the fire busted out. So, like, whatever you think of, like, what Los Angeles weather's like, it's not like that. But, like, so how do you explain the Altadena fires and the fire that broke out, like, a mile west of me that's, like, in a residential neighborhood? Mm-hmm. None of that's really premium real estate. Altadena's, like a working-class, like, black neighborhood, from my understanding. So, like, that'll get gentrified now, of course. That's a disaster capitalism works. But what was Glendale and Pasadena doing to anybody? Nothing. Like it's like, what kind of conspiracy theory do you have to target, like, the rich Jews in Pasadena, but also the working class Armenians of Glendale? Like, what the fuck? What's the plan here? Anyway.
Right. And to be fair, the one close to you, and I know you're about to mention it, but, like, they do, the story still is that one that was closest to you, the third, Kenneth Fire, that it like was started by a guy, right?
They don't know
that's
that.
What the news reported.
They don't know. They after the fire was going, some residents saw a guy trying to start a different fire with either a propane tank or a blowtorch, and they have citizens arrested the guy. He was taken into custody on unrelated charges, and I have not seen an update whether or not they think he started the real fire or not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is, even if it was some pyromaniac lunatic or whatever who did start that fire, it's still not the reason that it raged the way it did or that any of them did. You know what I mean? It's still the fucking the weather, the goddamn weather and the wind and just the circumstances in general, even if, because I know you posted a thing in our group chat about comedian Whitney Cummings talking about people reporting to her that people are dumping gas in sewers and starting fires to loot shit and all kinds of stuff. And it's like, it's just, I don't know. Again, as I said up top, it shouldn't be hard to understand what has actually happened. I don't know why you need all these extraneous questions and things you're looking to explain or be pissed about or whatever when it's like pretty clear what has happened here.
I thought it like it, that made me laugh so hard because it's like you see somebody committing it, but it's basically a terror attack, like dumping gas in the sewers during wildfire season. And your first move is I gotta report this to Whitney Cummings.
Right. Yes.
So, oh god! But like, if they wanted to be arson or like a homeless guy, it could have been somebody starting a fire. Because somebody throwing a cigarette or setting off a firework. It could have been like a homeless person starting a cooking fire.
A fucking gender reveal party.
Yeah. But like they want it to be that so bad they have someone to blame. But that's still not the problem.
It's still not the problem.
You're skirting around it. Like we as a society or powerful people or oil companies or however you want to frame it, it's basically like we built a doomsday machine, and there's a big red button available to the public that sets off the doomsday machine. And what you've done is hung a sign above it that says "Please do not press."
Mm-hmm.
So like, a maniac's going to press it. Someone's going to start a fire.
Right.
There's no way around this shit. Right. Like, you're still skirting around the fucking problem. So also in that, let's talk about looting for a second, okay? Also not helping are the way that the stuff the police administrations in this town are getting up to. I'm not talking about the actual like run-of-the-mill police officers. A lot of them are helping with evacs. They're running around clearing roadways. Like, people had to abandon their cars at the behest of, there was a traffic jam because people couldn't get away fast enough. And the cops were like, you need to get out of your car and run towards the ocean. All right. So, like, they've been doing yeoman's work also helping people and saving lives. But what the press conference has been about have been about the looters they've arrested. All right. Throw up this headline up here, Matt. Amid LA evacuations, fears of looting take hold. All right. This is a really dangerous headline. We talk about how misinformation endangers lives. Like, you got the big picture sense where we can't get on the same page for any sort of collective action problem about how to like stop COVID or fight climate change or, God forbid, engage in any sort of like, you know, war of necessity or whatever. Somebody tries to invade. No one's going to invade. But I'm saying like we cannot repel any sort of like an invasion right now because we all hate each other and we have no unified reality, right? Half of Americans would take China's side because they're not woke or something. Right. So, yeah. This is a direct way misinformation puts people's lives in danger. What this fear of looting is going to lead to is people sneaking through into evacuation zones to protect their property because they think the fires are cover for looting. All right?
Right.
People are going to refuse to leave their houses because they think that people are going to steal their TVs. And the cops are feeding into this fear. Today they announced a grand total of 10 charges. 9 are for looting. 13 million people in this town, 120,000 people evacuated. They arrested 9 people for looting and 1 for arson. And that's what we're fucking talking about in the newspaper. It's stupid.
Yeah, that's insane. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I had not heard that number because we've been watching the news like crazy. And dude, they've had the cops on so much. They've talked about looting so much. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk mostly about the firefighters and the fire part, but they always devote at least a little bit of time to the looting problem or interviewing a cop about looting or the sheriff or whatever, talking about, you know, how it will not be tolerated. I didn't know it was nine people.
I'm here to tell you
a week.
Yeah. I think I've seen a total nine charges pressed. I think I've seen a total of 24 arrests. Maybe other people got charged with something else besides looting. I don't know, but it's still not a big enough number to be fucking gloating about and making big news about at a time when I don't have to tell you, if your house doesn't burn down, but your TV and jewelry gets stolen, you are lucky as fuck. And that shit is still insured. Right. Okay.
Right.
So be happy. Be happy you got robbed. Mm-hmm. So the one that made me laugh, a guy was arrested allegedly looting. He in a firefighter uniform he'd used to sneak into an evacuation zone, which, like, real firefighter uniforms are hella expensive and specific.
Right. Yeah. The stuff they're made out of and everything. It's like, it's not like a Halloween costume of a firefighter.
But that's what, let me laugh. Like, I seriously doubt he had access to that very expensive kit and oxygen tank and shit. So was he trying to rob a house in like a Party City firefighter uniform or like a stripper outfit or some shit?
I got sight paper. There's like, I think a male stripper just broke into our house. Yeah.
So that guy made me laugh. Thank you for bringing some levity to my life. So let's talk about anatomy. They describe this as the anatomy of a moron fairy tale. This is a game of telephone based upon dumb cop stuff. Okay. So some Silicon Valley dickhead, I don't even want to name to give me any sort of clout. He started a rumor that went viral about how the fires are being started by Chilean gangs as cover for robbing people's houses. Okay. And I was trying to figure out what it was related to. Then I saw this story. CNN has a story headlined, "Professional athletes' homes are still getting broken into. Here's how the FBI says the thieves operate." And the first paragraph says, "Federal investigators are now warning professional athletes across multiple sports following a rise in sophisticated home burglaries thought to be emanating from international criminals." Okay. What happened here was they broke in and stole a bunch of jewelry and like belongings from like Luka Doncic and NFL star Joe Burrow. So they're targeting our baddest ass white boys, Trey. We got to do something about this.
Will not be tolerated. Not by me anyway. I mean, isn't this like a thing where it's like, they make good targets, right? They're like very, very high profile.
Right.
Right. And a lot of, they're very like flashy and rich as fuck. So people assume oftentimes correctly that they have a lot of very nice, expensive shit.
They do.
And everyone knows who they are, right? And you can find out. All you got to do is find out where they live and the social media and stuff. Not that hard to do. So there you have it.
And you also know when they're out of town because you look at their road schedule.
Right. Yeah, so, yes, that too.
So like,
yes,
exactly. So it's a layup of a crime if you're an organized burglary ring. Okay. So one thing I want you to notice is that paragraph, there's no attribution for that at all for any of it. There's no sourcing for the international criminals part of it specifically, which is what we're concerned about, okay? So lower in the story, there's this paragraph that offers the only evidence, which is just purely conjecture, okay? It says, "The latest FBI bulletin indicated many of the tactics mirror those of South American criminal gangs who, quote, conduct physical and technical surveillance in preparation for these burglaries. The perpetrators also use publicly available information and social media to identify a pattern of life for prospective victims." What they're saying is they display such sneaky, specific to Latino behaviors such as looking around, making a little plan, and having the internet.
Yeah. That's fucking called casing the joint, ain't it? It's
right.
Like, those are like SOP for thieves.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to always do, as I understood it.
Okay, now let's get on to the real fault of all this, all our problems, the woke stuff, okay? Right-wing internet spent the last day and a half in a full fury after watching these press conferences from all these public officials about sign language interpreters. Have you seen this, Trey?
I saw that they were mad. Again, I've been watching the shit out of the news, so I've seen the sign language interpreters. And I did wonder if there's like a lost in translation thing, because I don't speak sign language, obviously, because it felt like, because I don't know, can you sign somberly or morosely or whatever? Do you know what I mean? Because some of the times stuff they were covering was, you know, was like bleak, obviously, and really upsetting. And it was an odd dynamic, but deaf people need to be able to know whether they're going to like survive or not, or whether the fire's going to be put out and whatnot. So, of course, I don't have a problem with it, but it was kind of surreal.
And live closed captioning fucking sucks because the robot does it. It's way off, right?
It sucks so bad. We always have closed captioning on. And any live thing, it's terrible and very far behind.
To answer your question, I actually read an article about this, about why, like, because they are really bugged by the enthusiasm and the expressiveness of the people. That's part of the grammar of sign language, is how you move your lips and how you express your face. Okay,
I figured it probably was.
So I don't. My mom speaks a little sign language because she taught special ed for a long time. I do not speak any of it. So if that's wrong, blame the article I read because I'm just saying what it said. So, Chris Rufo, who's Ron DeSantis' brain, basically, Charlie Kirk, we're all mad about this. Richard Hunyanya, who's a racist blogger, who is a J.D. Vance, a big fan of, said ADA I didn't realize that this Americans with Disabilities Act requires language interpreters at these big press conferences. But he said it quotes, quote, led to a nightmare. So basically it's woke to be deaf and not want to die in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
The last wokeness thing we'll get to, and this is the big one, DEI. This is all the fault of DEI.
What isn't, you know?
Yeah, Elon was posting about how DEI makes people D-I-E. So that's very clever. He figured that out. this is all because the city of Los Angeles has a lesbian fire chief. Okay. Mm-hmm. Her name is Kristen Crowley. She has been with the department for 22 years. She started as a grunt, as a firefighter. Then worked as a paramedic, engineer, fire inspector, captain one, captain two, battalion chief, assistant chief deputy, and then fire chief. Okay. She's been there a long time. She's paid her dues. Have no idea if she hits her job. I don't know shit about fucking firefighting or fire chiefing. Okay. It's not about that. Neither does fucking Elon, mind you. And it seems to me that she can only be the fire chief because specifically she's a lesbian, not because of the 22 years of work she put in, and therefore she must also be bad at it. And he started doing this early Wednesday morning before we woke up here and knew the extent of the first day of damage. They're already going after her. And look, there are a lot of reasons you could complain about the LA Fire Department and their budgeting process. Like Crowley's been on the TV news blaming the mayor. There's fucking mayor who was in Ghana when the fire started for whatever reason, out of the country in Africa at a presidential inauguration or something for some fucking reason. What is the job of mayor anymore? I don't even know what a mayor is. I don't know if any way they affected the response, but mayors don't go to Ghana. Okay. So one of the reasons Crowley was appointed chief is because the fire department faced a lot of lawsuits from bullying and like bad acting, fucking like racist and sexist firefighters not getting punished for their behavior and the city getting dinged with a bunch of lawsuits. So if you want to say wokeness is the problem here, I don't think it is. I think trying to make the department a little more woke would save the city a lot of fucking money. But what do I know? Anyway.
Right. And lawsuits that don't happen and things of that nature. Yeah.
But what they glommed onto is like they go through whenever this kind of shit happens, they go through the line items of the city budget process. And the LA Fire Department has a $900 million budget. Okay. It's a little less than $900 million. And last year, I guess they spent $100,000 or something on fighting on like homeless AIDS prevention. $100,000 is a very small percentage of $900 million. It also, firefighters respond to a lot of medical calls. Right. It is in their personal self-interest as people who have to deal with a lot of blood to have there being less HIV out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but again, I mean, what even is that percentage? Yeah, you said $900 million budget, $100K. I mean, it's like very much a drop in the bucket. Yeah, it's fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that, the fact that they did that illustrates why the city is burning down or whatever, you know.
LA County's municipal structure is very stupid and complicated, but one thing I need people to understand is like the actual city of LA that she's responsible for has one of the dozen fires or whatever in it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she, I think it is the Palisades fire, so it is the big one. But like the idea that they're focused specifically on harassing this one woman, which is why she's defending herself by attacking the mayor, like sending death threats to one lesbian is not going to stop the wildfires, dude. I don't know what the fuck you guys are on about. There's no way to like live life, go outside, harass a different fire chief for a day, take a day. And also, the one last thing, and I know it's almost time to get out of here. I lost track of when we started. We're about an hour, right?
Yeah, Matt gave us a time call a minute ago. You know, it's fine, obviously. Okay. But yeah, we're good whenever.
Yeah. So you look at who's actually fighting the fire. Like one of the reasons to complain about the firefighter, the DEI being a problem for the LA Fire Department is one of the reasons they've had these recruiting efforts to try to hire more black firefighters is because they're overwhelmingly white.
Right.
It's still like 75% white, straight white dudes, which is whatever. I'm not even complaining about that right now. I'm just saying like the reality you guys or fucking complain about also does not exist. And who's actually fighting the firefighters are a lot of inmates. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So like what color are inmates?
Program that,
yeah.
Yeah, California's got a program, prison program, where inmates fight fires or whatever. But anyway,
they also use people in juvie. So a lot of teenagers, these are people over 18, though. You don't go to real prison until you're over 21 in California, I guess. So 18 ages, 18 and 21, teenagers and young men, 95% of whom are Black, Latino, or Filipino, earn between $2.20 and $4 per hour, plus an additional $1 an hour where they're actively fighting fires. And I read an interview with them where they said they're glad to do it. They actually enjoy it more than any other part of being in juvie.
That's what I was going to say. It's kind of, because they're like, look, yes, it's indentured servitude and it's life threatening and all that. And I get it optically, but everything that I've read about it, firsthand accounts from the guys doing it has been like, it's like a sought after program that they want to do. They want to help, feel like they're doing something. They can get certified. There's job placement, all that stuff. You get out of the fucking jail, out of the prison and stuff. You know, it's just, apparently it does hit for them, the ones that are in it. So.
And like, if it becomes a job, like the part that kills me is when the felon, because they're felons, they're precluded from being firefighters after they stop serving as firefighters mandatorily.
Right.
That's the part that fucking really bugs me.
Yeah, they need to fix that part in California for sure. I would say, but that's not true in every other, of course, you know, if they're from California, they have to leave the state or whatever, but they, you know, hypothetically could still become a firefighter elsewhere. But yes, that part is fucked up for sure.
So in closing, my main point was, when looking at those numbers, 95% Black, Latin, Latino, Filipino, if you want to make the firefighters more white, what we have to do, Trey, is incarcerate more white juvenile offenders.
Yes.
That's what they're calling for.
Arrest more white kids, please.
Yeah.
That's a nice Democrat agenda item. Put that on our campaign sign. They'll love that. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. Hopefully it went smoothly on your end when you see this in the future tomorrow night. But also, as always, remind you, go to treycrowder.com. Check out my upcoming tour dates. Come see me. And check us out on Patreon, weeklyskews.com/more. Get 2 extra episodes of the show per month. And support us in the process. We appreciate your continued support and for watching. And we'll see you next time. Love you. Bye.
Skew.